if you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car, or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh, Pete Jones, oh, Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.
We have the most gorgeous guest in the house, Mr. Oliver Robinson. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, Pete. Thank you.
You are so good, and we love you to bits. You know that.
Thank you.
Thank you for being so accommodating too to our last guest. That was so sweet. But she was amazing, right?
Yeah, yeah, she was great.
She was great. Now, listen, last guest in were Jet Glow.
Yeah.
Tell me the fact that this is the weirdest symmetry. You were actually supporting Jet Glow.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of weekends
yeah.
ago.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. Brunswick Cellar Bar.
How did that go for you?
Yeah, yeah, I had a really good time. They sold it out, and it was full of people who really cared about them, and they sounded great, and it felt amazing in the crowd. Yeah.
Well,
really,
I mean, it's been a long time coming what they were doing, hasn't it?
Yeah, right, like 10 years or something. COVID.
Well, there was a lot of COVID. They can't hide behind that COVID forever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not only was that five years ago.
Yeah, kids and family. Yeah.
Kids and family, kids I and think, family, was
yeah.
the tiger
yeah.
In
yeah.
the room. You're absolutely right. But from your point of view, did you have a good gig?
Yeah, I had a really good time. I had three friends come down and see me as well, so that was good turnout.
And you piggybacked on the back of Jet Glow's crowd.
Yep, that's
They were in the room for you?
Yeah, they were really great.
That's all you can ask, really you know, because I always feel, you know, when you have three bands you've never heard of, I don't mean you guys, but I'm just saying, when you go to those gigs and then there's a headliner act, but really all three could be the headliner, and yet people bring their own supporters, and then by the time the third band plays, two-thirds of the room have emptied.
Have you been in that scenario? Well, yeah, I mean, I used to run
really
band nights.
Gets me, man.
Yeah, it can't, yeah.
It's
can
really,
do.
It's a bad trait, and I just try and say, whenever I've been, you know, comparing, I say, stay in the room, people, stay in the room.
Yeah, ideally.
We need some love around the place.
Yeah.
So listen, what's going on now? What other gigs have you got coming up?
Do I have any gigs coming up?
No, I don't know.
No.
I mean, I would like to say I should have done my research. I've got four producers. They've done no research at all.
They should be sorting this out for
us. You tell them.
No, I've had...
Look at Simone laughing her head off.
All eyes on the Brunswick gig a couple of weeks ago, and then today, of course.
And what about this famous second album of yours that's planning on dropping?
Eventually. Next year, hopefully.
Next year.
But I think I'm probably just releasing singles now.
So when you say to me later in 2025,
that's been pushed.
I think it
probably has been pushed. I'd say so.
I said on air that you did one of the craziest things I've ever heard of, unless you're Taylor Swift, and because she's done the same thing.
Yeah.
But you've remade your debut album, Atoms.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Was that because you got so ripped off by management the first time?
I am my own management, so it's totally that does happen, and luckily I still own the rights to those songs.
Because
that does happen, doesn't it?
It does happen.
Next year, I think
we'll hold you to that.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely, you should.
Yeah, we're gonna keep you, you know, your feet firmly.
Well, I have recorded most of it, but it's just vocals, but I'm not going to be able to. I don't think I'm going to be able to get enough studio time until like the end of this year.
And
so.
Tell me, listen, Oliver, how does it work? Do you have a band that you want to work with, or do you do all of it yourself?
I do it myself.
You're the best. By the way, people, as you're listening, www.oliverrobinsonmusic.com. Second album's already got a title: Drops in the Ocean.
Yeah, that's right.
Love that. Beautiful. Do you want to do a livey? What have you got lined up?
So I've got two songs which you can find on Spotify.
Sure.
And then I've also got a song which I should hopefully be releasing onto Spotify in a month or two.
Tell me what you're going to play. You've got time to play three if you want.
Yeah, that would be great.
Dig out your
guitar. Yeah, sure.
And you know, let us have them, baby, because we've played, what is it, 1,000 Small Fragments? That was one of yours. Only Human, that's a beautiful track. Serpents of Night, I love all those.
Thank you.
We've played them all, man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be playing two of those.
Let me bring that mic up. There we go. Are you going to be... Oh, fantastic. Yeah, what are you going to play first?
I'll do Only Human first.
Guys, take it away.
Oh, yeah.
Oliver Robinson, In the Hoose.
In the House.
Stumble and slide, searching for the clarity lost in the fight. All our troubles now out in the air, treated as if neither of us even care. Why do you call me rational every time I open my heart? Touch like I'm crazy or something small, when you hear it coming right from the start. My love, should I ask for one more chance to redeem my mistakes or a list of demands to help me behave? The stage curtains are pulled from both sides, where we find ourselves with no place left to hide. So in costume and well-rehearsed lines, give my role the chance it deserved this whole time. Why do you call me irrational every time I open my heart? Touch like I'm crazy or something small, when you saw it coming right from the start. My love, tell me it is only human. Tell me it is only human. My heart. Hey, touch like I'm crazy or something small, when you saw it coming right from the start. My love, had I asked for one more chance to redeem my mistakes or a list of demands to help me behave.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Are you okay with those mics? They're a bit crazy. Where's he gone? He's he's back there. You've got to follow him like a moth. It's crazy. Oliver, that's brilliant. So tell me how's it going with the writing? Because it sounds like you've written this whole album. You've done all the, you've put all the, oh, I don't really understand how that works. So you've already recorded all the vocals.
The larger picture is...
What's the larger picture?
The larger picture is throughout kind of my 20s, I spent all my life kind of doing music and playing shows, and I did kind of all my writing then, but I didn't really do that much recording because I spent quite a lot of time on the road.
Got it.
So now I'm like more settled with family, my outlet is more in like recording, so I've kind of gone back and like
pick those songs and slowly trying to like record them. I'm trying to do 4 albums before I'm 40.
What?
And I'm kind of, they're all, well, they're all written.
You're
they're
nowhere near 40 right now, surely.
4 years away.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it now.
No, I am. That's
There's no
right.
way you're 35, 6, 7.
What, do I look older or younger?
Loads younger. What do you think? What's the matter with you? 25. I'll put you 25. 25. Okay, 26. I'll take 26.
Yeah, I had right, a good stop. Night's sleep last night.
Well, there you go. You see, and you say you've got small children.
Yeah, a couple of little ones.
How old are the little ones?
I've got a 20-month-year-old.
20
and,
months?
And 20 months and a 5-year-old.
5-year-old. Yeah, well, that's right. definitely little, and you shouldn't be getting any sleep, quite frankly. So someone's something's going right. This is amazing.
Yeah, someone took the fall last night.
Well, did they? Well
yeah,
done.
I think so.
Well, could that someone get a name check, please?
Oh, my wonderful partner.
Go on.
Kirsten.
Yeah. See, you say it again. Say it loud and proud.
Oh, yeah, sure. Kirsten Bentak.
Well, there you go. There you see. There's always this. There's a team going.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. She actually edits the lyrics.
Great.
Yeah, so before I record lyrics, I write them out. And
interesting.
And she like proofreads them, yeah. makes sure they're grammatically correct, tells me if there's anything she doesn't like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she is like the second member.
Well, if you're listening, Kirsten, and if you're able to with all that's going on in the house right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the rerun.
Do text 07909 547336. Always love to hear from you. Oliver, I'm going to whip you into another track because yeah. I just, you know, you've come all this way. You were working your bits off until about 5. I don't even know where you were, to be honest. No one knows. We try to find you. We had our teams out there looking for you. But you made it in.
Yep.
And that's the thing. And we just want you to, you know, show off your wares. What are you going to play for us?
I'll do 1,000 Small Fragments.
1,000 Small Fragments. Folks, Oliver Robinson.
At the sight of you up tangled in knots, caught in a trap, suspended at great heights. I studied the spider's web, although struggled to make the call. Cut away the threads and helplessly watched you fall. I saw the whole thing like time had slowed down, unable to hold the result. You shattered like glass upon hitting the ground in 1,000 small fragments or more. But I made a promise on finding the scene, never to leave until sure. I had attempted to join all my pieces and naturally unite with yours, with yours. The cracks formed in my skin and I picked away to the bone. You are my everything, the only home I know. How you had anguished when I was cast down, unable to hold the result. You shattered like glass upon hitting the ground in 1,000 small fragments or more. But I made a promise on finding the scene, never to leave until sure. I had attempted to join all my pieces and naturally unite with yours, with yours. As time has slowed down, like never laid witness before. We shatter like glass upon hitting the ground in 1,000 small fragments or more. But
but the love we each hold for the other stands firm, greater than our separate stores. Having discovered that half of my pieces will naturally unite with yours, with yours.
What's with that face? That was brilliant. Come on, man. You got he's off again. He's over there. He's nowhere near the mics. He's back. Yeah. He's going to sit down.
And we're back into the guitar. Yeah.
I think they need a running commentary. This is radio, my friend. You know, you can't have a second of silence, let alone five. What's the matter with you?
So
you don't need to apologise. It's my job, not yours. You just do what you do, man, and we'll think of something. We'll think of the rest. So that was 1,000 Small Fragments. Is that off Atoms?
Yeah, that is off the album. Yeah.
Are you thinking of knocking out a couple of singles to keep people like me happy and busy, like sort of EP fashion, or even a little like demo style of the new ones?
I think I'm probably just going to release the tracks like one at a time as singles.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I think I kind of enjoy it a bit more that way.
Yeah, why not?
And then I'll just kind of once. Kind of 10 are released, and I'll kind of clump them together as an album.
Now, you said in the next 4 years you want to whack out this album, Drops in the Ocean, but another 2 albums.
Yeah, that's it.
Have you started writing for that?
Yeah,
have you got them all? Are they all...
They're pretty much written. The last one still needs lyrics, but...
So this is what interests me, right? So you it's from what I gather, from what you said earlier, you pretty well wrote all these in your 20s.
The groundworks to like all of them is kind of there. When I go back to them, then I do change it quite a bit. Lyrically, it changes quite a lot.
Kirsten then, has a quick
edit here and there. She does sometimes just chuck a hole and I have to start from scratch, but that's good. I like that.
I like it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, very good. What about musically? Does she have a say?
No.
Right, so it's the lyrics.
She can't hear the difference. if I show the nuances, she's like... She plays the oboe, actually.
Does she? The oboe?
Yeah,
interesting.
She used to watch her.
Has she played on your stuff at all?
No. This was before.
I wouldn't mind a bit of oboe on Oliver Robinson
track. Yeah, she'll need
awesome.
To practice. To,
yeah, I'm sure she can pick it up.
Yeah,
buy a couple of new reeds, she's off.
Probably a new oboe.
Okay. listen, we name check Kirsten, but we didn't name check the kids. So
yeah,
because they might be out there listening. You know, who's,
yeah, right.
So who's five?
Orla is five.
Orla
and Ernst is
Ernst. Orla and Ernst,
and they have their mother's surname, which is Bentak, and so do I. Actually, I have surname too.
I'm just writing this down because I love these names. So
Orla and Ernst. Oh, well, for
I mean, Orla sounds very Irish.
What, are you going again?
I'm not looking for names. Thank you for asking. But I can appreciate a name without having to think about naming someone. You know, that's just way it rolls.
Yeah.
Right. So back to my how are you going to get four albums out in the next 4 years another 2.5 anyway? You're basically going to rework the. Essentially, we're going to write from scratch as well. Going to do some new material.
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Of course, I can. So, I'm thinking that you are almost doing your second album, Drops in the Ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And you want to do 2 more by the time you're 40, which is in 4 years.
Yeah.
So, are you going to be working or reworking? Have you got pretty well all the lyrics and stuff written for the next?
Yeah.
As well.
And it's kind of on my computer as well, like all the parts and everything, it's all written on there.
That's all right.
It's written on there. When it comes to kind of, I find the easiest way to record songs is you kind of create like a draft track and then you can kind of hear what's working and then you rework it until you're happy with it and then you kind of take it to a studio space and then spend that time getting the room to sound nice and like the performance to be ready, and then you kind of go back through those. So it's kind of reworking.
I'm really interested. And also, do you use a professional studio? Is it mostly your own setup?
Yeah, it's my own gear. And the space that I use belongs to. I'm kind of lucky that I've got some family members who run vegetarian retreats out in the countryside, and they have a kind of a studio space up there that they use for yoga. So there's a couple of months a year which is out of season, so what will happen is I can move all my gear in there and like sound panels and set it up for like a month or two, and then just so I spend kind of the rest of the year kind of like preparing for that, and then the recording, and then there's quite a lot of editing and stuff afterwards, so it's always, so that's why the second album won't be ready until next year, is because I'm waiting for this window to open.
Got it.
To
and I like I just like the systematic way you're thinking and the systematic way you're working.
It's fun.
It just sounds great. Are you very good at the sort of discipline of it all? Do you dedicate one day or one evening a week or a weekend, or are you not able to do that?
I just really enjoy doing it so much that if I have a moment that's, I don't even think about it, I just go into it. You asked me about film. I don't watch films.
I did ask you about one film in particular, but it was a very random, weird film that I asked you about. But your answer was, I don't really do films.
I don't watch films.
And that was interesting.
Not since I did before having kids, but
sure.
Like the time frames you work with when you've got family life, it's like any downtime that I have, then I'll be editing or learning or something like that. I get a lot out of it.
Yeah, and it feeds your creativity, which is what you clearly need. Love that. Really, really good. Listen, you got time for one more track. What would you like to play us?
I'm going
to
do a song called Forever and Ever, and again, it should be in the next batch of recordings.
So we haven't heard this one.
No, I don't think so. I might have sent you the previous recorded version last year, but I mean, they don't exist anymore.
They evaporate. They disappear. So you grab that old beast of a guitar, you get yourself back in the hood, and introduce it one more time, and then we'll take it away.
Hello, this one's called Forever and Ever.
Forever and ever. man. Listen, thank you so much. You're the best. Thank you. Come back. Okay, when you got new stuff. In the meantime, Oliver Robinson, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Pete.
And don't fall over.
I won't. It's tight in here.
It's so tight. Switch up your TV and your telephone.